Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, VivFX. My name is Dr. Ogbamba Success, and I am a senior registrar in the Department of Internal Medicine and also a lecturer in the River State University. Just before we begin, let us take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Yesomwike, the initiator of Reef Essex.
Greetings to our caring people of River State and welcome to another episode of Rivetix on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember to be deliberate and intentional about your health, as no one can do that for you. This episode is in commemoration of the World Stroke Day, which takes place annually on October 29th. World Stroke Day is observed on October 29th to underscore the serious nature and high rate of stroke, raise awareness of the prevention and treatment of the condition, and ensure better care and support for survivors. On this day, organizations around the world have facilitated events emphasizing education, testing, and initiatives to improve the damaging effects of stroke worldwide. The annual event was started in 2006 by the World Stroke Organization, also WSO, and by 2010, the World Stroke Organization declared stroke a public health emergency. The World Stroke Day campaign aims to underline the fact that stroke can happen to anyone of any age, and that everyone should take up responsibility to learn more about stroke and to share stroke-related information. Some of the stroke-related information that everyone should take note of include knowing your personal risk factors such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and high blood cholesterol. Be physically active and exercise regularly. Maintain a healthy diet high in fruit and vegetables and low in salt to stay healthy and keep blood pressure low. Limit alcohol consumption. Avoid smoking and cigarette smoke. Learn to recognize the warning signs of a stroke and how to take action. Sleep deprivation increases blood pressure, a risk factor for stroke. Stress can cause the heart to work harder, increase blood pressure, and increase sugar and fat levels in the blood. This increases the risk of blood clots forming in the blood and traveling to the heart or brain, causing a heart attack or stroke. Let us not forget that it is easier to prevent stroke than to recover from one. Let us listen to our guest speaker as she takes us through the topic. She is Dr. Ogbamba Success, Senior Registrar, Department of Internal Medicine and Lecturer at River State University, Port Harcourt. The AC drama sketch titled Stitch in Time by Princess Amy Alagba, and I urge you to enjoy the program while endeavoring to put all the great lessons learned to very good use. Our lovely Rivers people, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
You know, everything couldn't have been a success without your input. And also the tremendous efforts of Boma.
Wait, Boma. Why is it that when husband and wife they talk, you go they boom out? Every time he does this thing, like,
it's okay.
Me and my baby will be talking and he will just, you know, from nowhere, jump into the covers. Who was talking to you?
Just allow him. Allow him.
Never, I won't receive this.
It's okay, Boma.
Okay, how is the family?
Oh, we're so fine.
Am I not the family? See you.
You know, say me, I be gallant, should I dare for you anytime?
Of
just
course.
Stop anything now, I will be the last one.
See, Alice is stopping.
I see.
Okay, oh, it is well. But Shaboma, you know, you're my brother, my cousin, the best cousin in the world. And one of the things I really, really admire about you is the fact that you always work hard. You know,
thank you.
And that's bringing me to what I want to talk about. It's not a bribe.
Okay.
Right now, your service is highly needed. Okay. You know, we have an onerous campaign ahead, and I would like to, you know, focus on the World Stroke Day commemoration. So your help will come in handy at this time, my brother, please.
See? So you should talk every time campaign. Alice know the rest. You know the tire.
Eh, na campaign, nah. No cute person, na campaign. Eh, I like campaign, if I like that. Mofki no fine, ni mama like I like that.
Boma.
My cousin says.
Boma.
Okay, don't worry, when we reach out, I'm me and you.
Boma, aren't you the gallant soldier ready to serve?
Ah, na me, yo.
Or do you want to run away from the battlefield? The World Stroke Day is an important day to sensitize Roma Bajians. So, this is really the time to serve.
Thank you, baby. You see, Boma is important. And we shouldn't miss out on spreading the awareness. Because do you know that stroke is now the second leading cause of death globally?
True. Leading with him?
Yes, all over the world.
Let's hear this kind of thing with death again. If Nasu this thing be, I know feel with me, we start a more.
Yes. This campaign is unique, and it's essential we point out to our people the risk factors of this dreaded ailment, and also to change the misconception about it.
Yes, baby. We really have to take the outreach very seriously. I mean, this thing is so dear to my heart, because time loss is brain loss. So people really, really, really need to know about what to do, you know, because early intervention saves lives.
Yes, so, but okay, I beg you. Doesn't give me these six factors and this misconception we did talk about.
Alright, let me break it down for you.
Okay.
The risk factors are those common causes of cancer, which are hypertension.
Huh? Hyperweighting? High tension?
Oh, Boma. It's hypertension and not high tension.
Oh, okay.
And this is the main cause of cancer. It is on record that 6 to 7 persons out of 10 cancer patients have hypertension. Other risk factors include cigarette smoking, illicit use of drugs, diabetes, poor hygiene habits, low consumption of vegetables, hereditary issues, regular meat intake, and what have you.
Yes, baby. I'm so proud of you. See, what I die for you every day.
Oh, that's my baby girl.
I love you, sugar.
I love you too, darling.
Okay, sorry, let me not get carried away. We'll continue this one later when Boma is not here.
Of course.
This is his eyes just looking.
Boma.
You're a suspect. But, you know, baby, in addition to what you said, I was, you know, I've been doing some research.
Of course.
You know, trying to read up on stroke.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
Of this, my campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've said it so dear to my heart several times. I'm beginning to sound like a broken record, but, well, it's very dear to my heart, like I said. And I don't know, I would just mention one thing that struck me, you know, while I was brainstorming or, say, researching.
Yeah, just go ahead.
And I may be wrong, so in case I'm wrong, just correct me. But, you know, I read that the symptoms of stroke are facial weakness,
mm-hmm.
arm weakness,
okay.
speech difficulty, visual and hearing impairments, trouble walking, and you know, a couple of other things I don't remember right now. And I think it's good when we are doing these lectures to let people know, so that they can, because you know, when they know the symptoms,
mm-hmm.
they know, okay, oh my gosh, this is a stroke coming.
Yeah.
And early detection of symptoms help to save lives, because every minute counts when
right,
it comes to stroke.
You
and
are right.
All these symptoms, they lead to stroke.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, now wow. Toki, the
yes.
one way shock me past now, this red meat intake.
Really?
Me, we they chop meat like a vampire. But you go tell me about this misconception matter.
You have to stop the eating red
yes,
meat.
Yes, Boma. Okay. Boma, we have to change the perception of our people about deadly ailments such as stroke. I mean, in a country like ours, we always perceive ailments like this to be spiritual attacks. And this can lead to delay in treatment when much time is wasted. This can lead to permanent brain damage.
Ooh. And even death
of
in
course.
Some cases.
Ooh, wow.
Baby.
Yes?
Okay, you know, I told you like I was doing some research, and in just in case I'm wrong, mm-hmm. you know, you're the expert, just correct me because...
I'm always here for you, baby.
Oh, thank you.
I love you too.
I love you more.
Mm, hello.
Boma, you're too jealous.
I don't talk anything, you know. I talk anything, though.
Well, it's okay to have a little touch of jealousy.
Hey, this, you and Boma, love. I don't understand, though.
Come on, baby, it's nothing.
Boma, it's either Boma is supporting you or you are supporting Boma. See, I'm the queen in this empire. Undisputed queen. You Nobody takes my queen. Place.
Nobody, baby.
Okay. So, as I was saying, Sugar, I was doing some research and I found out that there are measures that, you know, one can take to prevent stroke. Mm-hmm. So see what I saw. One, maintaining a healthy lifestyle, such as weekly or periodic check of our blood pressures, like, you know, going to check our blood pressure regularly,
yes.
you know, if possible, weekly. And also, regular exercise to improve blood circulation, mm-hmm. you know, because blood circulation helps to, because I think they say stroke is when blood is short circuited or something like that. Yeah, I'm not the expert, I don't know, but you know, something like that. So regular exercise to improve blood circulation.
Exactly.
And then to cut down or curtail excessive intake of salt, meat, Boma, meat,
okay.
and sugar.
Let's cut some.
Finally, for the hypertensive,
yeah.
I would like to teach them, or let me not say I think we should teach them lifestyle modifications that can help prolong and, you know, save their lives.
Okay. You are absolutely right, Alice.
Wait!
You know,
why did you call me Alice? Why will you call me Alice? My name is Baby. What did you call Alice just now?
I'm so sorry, my darling.
What's going on? Baby.
Baby, I didn't mean it that way, okay?
Bless
I'm so sorry. You know, you're always my darling sweetheart. And I love you.
Shame, 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 Boma. Shame.
Okay, my darling. You know what I was saying? Every minute counts by for us to defeat this ailment. Because every time loss is a brain loss.
Okay.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you, sweetheart. Ducky. You're welcome, Boma.
Thank you, Alice.
Oh.
This treasure base is there to rise. Give us grace to live as one. So God bless our hope and make us...
The drama you just listened to is titled It's Teaching Time by Asak. Staring.
Lucky Onyechi as Boma.
Elvis of Wonder as Dr. Wilson.
And your darling baby girl, Princess Amy Alagwa as Alice. Written by Visa, it was directed by Princess Amy Alagwa. Remember, it's teaching time saves nine. I love you all. Bye-bye.
Peace out.
We are one people. We belong together. We need to live together. One people. River State, treasure base of the nation.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivetics on Radio, and my name is Dr. Ogbamba Success, a senior registrar in the Department of Internal Medicine, River State University Teaching Hospital, also a lecturer in the River State University. Today is World Stroke Day, and we'll be talking about stroke. Stroke is a common brain disorder that occurs when the blood supply to the brain is cut off. Either it's been blocked or it ruptures. Okay, and when this happens, it results in loss of function in the aspect of the body that the brain supplies. That means if this occurs in the area of the body responsible for vision, the patient may have visual impairment. If it occurs in the area where that controls hearing, the patient may have hearing impairment. If it also occurs or in the area that controls movement, the patient comes down with weakness of one side of the body. Okay, sometimes it can be so bad that these patients become wheelchair bound, and sometimes too, it could lead to death. Globally, stroke is the second leading cause of death, and with more than 6 million persons dying yearly, it is also the leading cause of disability. It affects all races, all ages. Before, initially, it was just the elderly, but currently we see stroke in the young more often. An average of 1 in 4 adults will have stroke in their lifetime. And for the survivors, 1 in 4 may have a repeat stroke in the next 5 years. In Africa, the incidence and rate of admissions of stroke is actually rising, with about 6 persons developing stroke every 1 minute and a mortality of about 40%, meaning for every 10 persons that have a stroke, about 4 persons may die. Stroke too causes a huge economic loss and also loss of manpower. Imagine a breadwinner having a stroke, a man with 4 children having a stroke, who pays the fees of the children? So the money that would have been channeled into the children's school fees, taking care of them, housing, is channeled to the treatment of stroke. What would be the fate of the children? Stroke is very expensive to manage. Now, what are those things that can predispose somebody to having a stroke? The risk factors of stroke include hypertension. Hypertension is the chief driver of stroke. In patients that have stroke, about 6-7% of patients may have hypertension. Other risk factors, other things too, that can predispose people from having a stroke include diabetes, mellitus, high levels of cholesterol, also poor dietary habits like regular meat intake, low consumption of fruits and vegetables, and added salt at the table. These are actually risk factors for stroke. Others include obesity, sedentary lifestyle or physical inactivity. So it's important to exercise all the time, cigarette smoking, illicit drug use, and also high alcohol intake. Environmental pollution too has also been seen to be a risk factor for stroke, and also family history of patients with stroke and other systemic conditions like hypertension. So it's important that we all know the risk factors for stroke, because it gives us an idea of where we are going to, especially for those that have these risk factors. Apart from that too, what are the warning signs of stroke? When you see a patient that has stroke, or when you see a relation with stroke, or if you see these symptoms, what are the things that should be done? Please, let's go on a short break. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Don't sit. There are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivetics on Radio. And my name is Dr. Mama Success. And I've been speaking on the topic stroke, because today is World Stroke Day. Before the break, I was talking about the clinical features or the warning symptoms as such signs associated with stroke. Now, if you see any of these symptoms, you need to act fast. The acronym FAST, F for facial weakness, A for arm weakness. So if you have facial weakness, arm weakness, and the S for speech difficulty, then it is time for the T, which is time to act fast. So if you have, or you see your relations with facial weakness, arm weakness, speech difficulty, it is time to seek medical attention immediately, because time is brain. With stroke, time loss is brain loss. Other stroke symptoms that can be seen include sudden onset of headaches, visual impairment, loss of consciousness, hearing impairment, trouble walking, and others. In a society like ours, where stroke is perceived as being a spiritual attack, this can lead to delays in people coming to the hospital. And like I said before, time loss is brain loss. The more time we spend, you know, wasting, going to other places, the more time we have brain loss. And eventually this can lead to permanent brain damage. So what are the other reasons that will make people to come late to the hospital or to present late to the hospital? I've talked of perception. In life, our perception determines our behavior. So if you have the misconception that stroke is a spiritual attack, you go first to the church. If you think that it is a medical emergency, you go to the hospital first. Of course, that is what it is. So, we are using this avenue to say that stroke is a medical emergency. And so, the first point of call should be in the hospital as quickly as possible. Other reasons could be poor recognition of the stroke risk factors. I talked of the risk factors like hypertension, diabetes, high lipid level. It's important that we recognize these risk factors. Others too, because of the poor recognition of stroke warning signs, we talked about the fast, the facial weakness, arm weakness, and the speech difficulty. All these are the contributors to poor delay or late presentation to the hospital. And that is why in this year's World Stroke Day, the theme is saving precious time. Every minute counts in stroke. Every minute can save life, and there's no time to waste. Time is of essence in preventing the disability and death associated with stroke. And so, timely intervention to the hospital can actually reduce post-stroke outcomes. Early presentation to the hospital can save the brain, and urgent treatment can prevent permanent brain damage, complications, and death. And so, it's important that we know this so that when we see features of this, instead of running to the church or the prayer house like we have in some cases, these patients, before they get to us, they come very bad and we are unable to save them. But if we present early, if we don't waste time chasing shadows, moving from place to place before coming to the hospital, these patients can actually be saved. Lives can actually be saved. And instead of wasting precious time, we now save precious times, saving our precious ones' lives. So it is important for us to know that for every minute counts in for us to conquer, for us to defeat stroke, every minute counts. And coming to the hospital urgently when these symptoms are seen will also help us to actually save the lives of our precious ones. We'll also go for another short break and we'll be right back.
You're sounding an alarm. You're crying wolf where there is none. That is wrong. We've come this far. Why do you wanna set the state on fire? You think you are clever, cursing one another won't get us anywhere. Better be a builder, not a destroyer. Think it over today. So come, my friend, let's live together in peace and harmony.
Hey, welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Rivetics on Radio, and I am Dr. Ogbamba Success. We are talking about stroke today. And finally, before we go off, I want to talk about the prevention, how we can prevent stroke. Can stroke be prevented? Yes, it can. And how can we prevent stroke? First of all, we should try and maintain a healthy lifestyle. It's important to check your blood pressure regularly. We have had patients that come to us for the first time. They didn't have hypertension before. But the first time they are coming with hypertension, they are coming with a stroke. That would have meant that they have not been checking their blood pressure. So it's important to do weekly blood pressure check. Also, other tests that should be done quarterly include the fasting lipid to check your cholesterol level and also your blood sugar level or blood glucose level. It's important we also do regular exercise, as this will actually help improving blood circulation. We should limit added salt or too much salt intake in our meals. Excessive red meat intake, sweets, ice cream, snacks, all these should be replaced by fruits and vegetables. So for patients that, or for people that do not have the risk factors like I've mentioned, like hypertension and diabetes, we prescribe that they do lifestyle modification. You maintain a healthy lifestyle so that you cannot have all these systemic diseases. But for those that are already have the risk factors, what are we going to do? For those that are already hypertensive, diabetic, we encourage them to do lifestyle modification. It's important for us to know that we should limit alcohol and avoid tobacco use. Okay, so these patients, we encourage them to do lifestyle modifications that I've talked about, the exercise, no alcohol, more fruits and vegetables, and also to be compliant with their medications. So if you are compliant with your medications, your blood pressure is well checked, your sugar level, your lipid level are under control, this will actually help to prevent a stroke. Now, for those that have the symptoms of stroke, we have come today that they should act fast. And if they see the symptoms of stroke, the facial weakness, the arm weakness, the speech difficulty, it is time to act fast. Today is World Stroke Day, and we are using this medium to say that when the features of stroke are seen that I've mentioned, it is important to seek medical advice urgently. Stroke is not a spiritual attack, it is a medical emergency. Stroke is not a spiritual attack, it is a preventable, treatable emergency condition. Remember that time loss is brain loss. Early intervention can save life. Early intervention can save precious life. Early intervention will avoid wastage of life. It will avoid complications. Early intervention will significantly prevent the deaths, mortality and complications. Mortality, complications and disability associated with stroke. It's important that we regularly check our blood pressure. We should regularly check our parameters. It's important that we maintain a healthy lifestyle so that together we can defeat stroke. Together we can kick stroke away. And as it's been expected, together we can reduce the mortality and morbidity and the permanent disability and complications associated with stroke. Happy World Stroke Day as we do all this to prevent stroke. Have a great time.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rave Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.reveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Reeve Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at Reeve Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on reeveethics@gmail.com. The Reeve Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.